Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hanging out with all of you. I'll tell you what. Terror in your backyard. When you see what happened in Texas, it does give you pause, doesn't it? Or how about this sad story about the officer shot in the head? Two officers in the unmarked car, a man adjusting his waistband and approaching for look like questioning. And then what happens then? The cop shot. And killed. Boom. Just like that. Sadly, Brian Moore died. And boy, I'll tell you what, there were a lot of people in New York really pulling for this guy. Of course, 25-year-old New York cop on duty over the weekend. He was in critical condition since Saturday. He and another officer, as I said, were shot. They were trying to question a guy in Queens. He was hit in the head. The other officer was uninjured. And less than 5 years, they say he had proven himself to be pretty exceptional. He made 159 arrests and did everything to protect and aid people in the city that he absolutely loved. So now the man accused of the shooting, Demetrius Blackwell, was arrested and charged with first-degree attempted murder. They think they'll have those charges upgraded, too. So, boy, how awful is this? It's that target thing again when we discuss the tensions between cops and others. And here, this was simply coming, you know, two officers in an unmarked car, a man adjusting something in his waistband. Next thing you know, cop is shot and dead. A cop who loved his job, lived for his job. In the Texas shooting, it was hatred of a different kind, or so it seems, because a lot of the details still murky, unfolding, or just not known at this point. But you had two guys in full body armor who were ready to do what they had to do. They had assault rifles. One had tweeted out his love for ISIS. And this was a stone's throw away from Dallas, Texas. Garland, Texas is where it happened. And there was a... What had happened is there was a contest at this community center, and the winner of the contest was going to get $10,000. But it was a cartoon contest, highlighting the Prophet Muhammad, but in a positive light, not a negative light. So it was supposed to put an end to, you know, the idea was put an end to is Islamophobia. 200 people were there. An unarmed security officer working with a patrol officer, boom, shot in the ankle. Thank goodness the people at the event weren't hurt. They're not calling it a terror attack because the motive is under investigation. They don't know the intent, they say, other than they were willing to pull up and shoot police. And the question mark, though, hangs here is that link to ISIS. The tweet said, "May Allah accept us as Mahajin," saying that this attacker had pledged loyalty to ISIS. So after the shooting, an ISIS propagandist said that one of the guys had asked his readers to follow his tweet, Allah Akbar. So you know, you get where this is going, right? But still, they don't know. They don't want to speculate what happened here. But there were similarities to the attacks that we saw in Denmark and in France. We'll dive deeper into that throughout this hour of America Tonight. In fact, right here at the top, here was what one of the eyewitnesses had to say about the shooting on Sunday at this community center in Garland, Texas.
This happened all towards the end of the meeting. Everyone had already spoken, and people were wrapping up, getting ready to go. but no one really left yet, thank God. And by the time we knew something was happening, all we could hear from the hallway were shots fired. So at that point, people approached the doors, but in a matter of seconds, the Garland Police Department came in, secured all exits, and said they didn't want us to leave the room. There had been two people shot, one's down, and one is an officer. So we knew something serious was happening outside. There was no panic. There was no chaos. Everyone just came together and followed exactly what the officers were telling us to do. And then when they moved us into the center of the building, where it was more secure, there was an auditorium. And immediately, there was a woman who actually had an American flag in her purse, and she pulled it out, and everyone just started singing God Bless America, which was followed by USA chants.
Yeah, so good for the people there, because they had to be a little bit frightened, obviously, by what had happened outside. You know, he had a traffic officer, had a pistol, he shot and killed the two guys with a rifle, so he had a pistol, and they had body armor. And right before the tweet, as I said, it was Elton Simpson was one of the suspects' names, linked himself to ISIS, wanted to make sure everybody knew that. So that's some pretty good skills for that traffic officer, and thank goodness for that quick thinking that he was able to do what he did. The other suspect is Nadir Sofi, and they were roommates, apparently, in an apartment in Phoenix. So, wow, so they went from what, Phoenix to Texas to pull off their plot, whatever their plot was. I mean, they were from Arizona. They had pieced this together to get to Garland and the Curtis Colwell Center. It wasn't somebody local, and they never made it inside. So there was the cartoon contest. A right-wing Dutch politician who's on an Al-Qaeda hit list was speaking on Sunday night. So now your thoughts go to, okay, maybe the politician was, it has something to do with the politician. But I'll say it again, the quick thinking prevented this from being a scenario where I get on the air and we're talking to people and it's the opposite. We're talking about some terrible, terrible tragedy. And so there certainly were similarities, I mentioned this already, to the attacks that we saw in Denmark and we saw in France. But the keynote speaker was the right-wing Dutch politician Geert Wilders, who is absolutely on an Al-Qaeda hit list. And this Sunday event invited cartoonists to send in caricatures of Muhammad, and it was organized by the American Freedom Defense Initiative, and that's, I guess, considered on anti-Muslim hit list. It's considered to be an anti-Muslim group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. They track hate groups. So take the ball from there and run with it in whatever direction that you want. But one of the things that was talked about is the Islamic jihadists and their determination to suppress the freedom of speech, even if it's violently. That's what the president of the American Freedom Defense Initiative had to say afterwards, saying, look, they did this in Paris, they did it in Copenhagen, and now in Texas. But there's some criticism about the group being anti-Islamic, that's what they were trying to dredge up. Coming up on the flip side, GMOs, taking on GMOs and Coca-Cola. What? We'll explain. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In our virtual green room right now, and I'll tell you what, he's like Superman, right? Taking on anyone and everyone, all for a good reason, meaning some of these companies with some of the things that are happening. It's the years that we've talked to Justin, and recently he was at the Coca-Cola shareholders meeting and was doing the questioning thing. He was in attendance there, and for very good reason, because now what we're seeing with the GMOs, and the National Center for Public Policy Research is pushing Coca-Cola to conduct public education about the safety of GMOs. And there's a lot of confusion over that. Some people don't even know what is GMO. So Justin Danhof joins us now. Justin, thanks for coming on the show. And tell us about GMOs and why we should be so concerned about that.
Yeah, sure. So thanks for having me on, Kate. Well, GMOs are genetically modified organisms is what it stands for. And essentially it is the latest technology, but it's been around for, the better part of almost three decades now regarding the food that we eat. It is the science is a little bit involved, but it eventually is taking a species of food and enhancing it in one way or another. So to protect against blight, very often to protect against disease, to protect against certain attacks on crop yields. And these GMOs can also be used to increase the nutrition in food and to increase the sustainability of food. And what I mean by that is crops can be raised with less water on less land and have a more bountiful harvest with the introduction of genetically modified food. And modifying food has been going on for thousands of years. You know, there was no such thing as corn thousands of years ago. Corn, of course, was a crossbreeding of different strands of wheat. And so what we have is a big kind of miseducation campaign, if you want to call it that, from some extreme activists. Dr. Oz is one of them. The food babe, Vanny Hari, who's got, you know, hundreds of thousands of followers on Facebook and Twitter, have been leading this campaign to demonize GMOs and any company that would ever use them in their products. And they are in, you know, nearly everything you eat has some sort of GMOs, especially if it's a processed food that comes from a corn or products such as that. And every health body in the world that has studied them have determined that they've been safe. We've been eating trillions of meals of these, like I said, for decades. But as it stands, over 90% of the American public at least somewhat fears GMOs. And it's completely irrational. and so part of what we've been doing at the National Center is telling corporate America, hey, you guys are the face of what we eat and drink. And if the government is not going to do its job and educate the American people about GMOs, you know, the farmers are the backbones. They're, you know, they're bringing these ingredients to us. But Coca-Cola, you're the face. You know, McDonald's, you're the face of what we eat in this country. And I've gone to grocery chain stores and said the same thing. You know, you sell these products to folks. You have to do a lot more in this arena to educate the American public. And wherever I've gone to shareholder meetings, you know, it's been very, very interesting. I was at Safeway shareholder meeting and General Mills shareholder meeting last year, for example, where there was resolutions on the proxy statement submitted by some of these anti-GMO activists that would have mandated that these companies label all of their products with GMOs. And when I, you know, explained what the proposal was all about, explained that how anti-scientific it was, these proposals were shot down by nearly the same margin as those in the public that say they want GMO labeling. And I think that that's very telling, that when you add a little bit of education into the fear-mongering that's going on, you can almost reverse entirely the public opinion, because facts can and do trump fear when the two are side by side. So that's kind of the issue that we brought to the Coca-Cola's meeting, is that you've really got to do more to step up and explain these. And because it's a humanitarian issue, like I said, you know, as the world's population continues to grow, the world isn't getting any bigger, but we have more mouths to feed. And in the developing world especially, GMOs pose a huge promise to combat malnutrition. And that's, you know, the other thing I was saying earlier is certain strands of whether it be corn or rice can actually be infused with increased vitamins. So for that same bowl of rice, which is the only meal some people have all day in this country, you can infuse things like vitamin A in there and vitamin C and bring health benefits to the developing world in that regard.
Yeah, wow. And so the reaction had to be pretty interesting at Coca-Cola. What was their reaction?
Well, they were very positive, you know, because right now what's going on across the country is a game of legal whack-a-mole that gets very expensive. You know, you've got a proposition in Oregon that pops up on a, you know, on a ballot that says let's mandate GMO labeling in our state. Then you've got the state senate in Vermont passing a law that now Coca-Cola and the food and beverage industry are going to have to take to court because, of course, the state of Vermont doesn't have the legal authority to mandate GMO labeling in the state, but their state senate passed the law anyway. And so all of this is wholly and entirely unnecessary, but it's what's happening, and it's expensive. And if the companies You know, Coca-Cola is perhaps the most recognizable brand in the world. If they use that brand to, as a launching point to educate consumers, they wouldn't have to play this expensive game of legal whack-a-mole and go around the country filing lawsuits against states and organizations that bring up these ballot initiatives, proposals, and the like. And so I think that the idea of going on offense rather than playing defense make it appeal to the CEO, Muhtar Kent, who really seems to take the message to heart.
Well, so that's great. Sometimes when you go to these things, and of course, as I mentioned at the top, taking on companies for different reasons and holding their feet to the fire is what I'll call it. And so in this case, that's great that he was embracing it, right? So you may see some action.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I often hold companies' feet to the fire, but in this instance, you know, they've just not done enough on a big, important public policy issue. Corporate America, as you and I have discussed many times over, is often very, very tepid to take action. But this tepidness, you know, much of Europe already bans GMOs, and that move could very well come to the United States of America. And like I said, that there is a moral component to the promise of GMOs that holds a large promise for the developing world. So not only does Coca-Cola have a bottom line that they should be looking at, because if their products that contain GMOs start getting banned, goodness, the cost of Coca-Cola and the cost of, you know, their entire line of products could very well increase. So there's a business motivation, but there's also a moral obligation, in my opinion, for these companies to kind of turn it around, because if we're just going to rely on the government to educate the folks out there, I don't trust government to do very much. And in this arena, they've clearly failed the American people.
Yeah, and obviously if there's more people like you that are doing that kind of stuff where you're out there and you're questioning it, then there's more of a chance in putting a spotlight on it that we'll see some sort of a change.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that some folks are starting to, you know, open their eyes up to it. Like I said, you know, when I was at the Safeway and the General Mills shareholder meeting last year, I had a lot of shareholders come up because they too were just generally very confused about the issue, but explaining it to the investors had a significant impact. And like I said, the complete reverse from public opinion polling on the issue. And so that message can and should spread. And I thank you for letting me come on tonight and do that.
Yeah, excellent. So who do you take on next? What's next for you? I always think of you as having a go bag and you're ready to go at a moment's notice.
there's a good chance I'll be at the Marriott shareholder meeting this Friday to talk about a very interesting liberty issue, and we'll just leave it at that for now.
Ooh, so you've intrigued us. We'll see if the listeners can figure out what that is. I love that. All right, Justin Danhoff, as always. Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
Okay,
you too. Bye-bye.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again.
Ah, who doesn't like get on the road again. A little Willie Nelson? Especially on the road again. So here's what the scoop is, folks. On the road again. If you go to kateontheroad.com, you never know. We could be taking the show on the road to your town. Pass it on. Pass it on to the people around you. kateontheroad.com. And in honor of that, check it out. We are giving away, throughout the next couple of weeks, copies of Willie Nelson's new book. He has a book out. Yeah, can you believe it? And I can't wait. In fact, I can't wait to read Willie's book. But I heard it's, I mean, it's just Willie. You know, he's gonna tell you what you want to hear, I suppose. So, because he's had so many adventures, think about it. So if you're the person that's sitting down with Willie and you're actually having to probably pare it down, what do you cut out of Willie's life? You know, I mean, there's not much you could cut out because it's, I think it's all so interesting. When I've seen him on talk shows, I mean, it's amazing. So his book is called It's a Long Story. My Life is the Unvarnished Complete Story, as he says, of Willie Nelson's life. And it's his voice. And, you know, no experience is unturned. So he just turned 80, so he wants to shine a light on everything, including his powerful drive to write music, all the women in his life, his collaborations, his biggest lows. Well, we know probably some of them. And his biggest highs. He's had a lot of those. So here's the scoop. Right now, if you know when On the Road Again came out, what year did On the Road Again come out? You'll win a copy of Willie's book, It's a Long Story, My Life. So send me that answer to americatonight.net, americatonight.net. And don't worry, if you missed this time around, we'll be doing this for the next couple of weeks here and there. We're going to surprise you, so I'm not going to tell you when it's going to come up. But when you hear On the Road Again, then you know that it's coming up. So two things. Pass on kateontheroad.com. And you could win a copy of Willie's book, It's a Long Story, My Life. What year did it come out? I know you, I realize you can all look it up, but whoever gets in there first wins, at least this time around. So, americatonight.net. How about that? Can't beat that with a stick, right? Willie Nelson spends so much of his time in Maui with some interesting people. He plays poker with Don Nelson. He used to be the basketball guru of the Golden State Warriors. If you remember, I think back in the 90s, and then he was with the Dallas Mavericks, too, as well, and his son Donnie is with the Mavericks now, but they're part of a poker game that includes Owen Wilson and a lot of other people that drop in, and Willie Nelson is part of that group, too, and can you imagine the conversations? I mean, I just love to be a fly on the wall to hear those conversations. I mean, I bet they're the best, seriously. What they could share, crazy. And what's going on with Star Wars? You know, we do the cheap movie reviews at the tail end of the week, and the Star Wars director pulled out, and the movie is now facing another setback. This is like the movie that maybe just shouldn't be made. They've had a bunch of little problems on this, but this is not a little problem. The director, Josh Trank, pulled out. So when the director pulls out, what is that, creative differences is what they call it? He was supposed to do the second film in the anthology, that spin-off series. And the website, you go to the website, StarWars.com, they said Friday that he had decided he was out, that he had he said something like he had a release, that it was an incredible honor developing the talent and the people at Lucasfilms and his personal decision to move forward on a different path, blah, 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 and he put a lot of thought into it, and he wanted to pursue some original creative opportunities. There's the hidden message. I want to pursue some original creative opportunities, which means he probably had some creative differences. He was fired from the film. He had to be. Come on. So this whole anthology series is different from the new Star Wars movie that's going to come out later this year. That film, the Star Wars The Force Awakens, is directed by J.J. Abrams, and that comes out December 18th. So that's different. This is a whole different thing. But the first anthology movie was Star Wars Rogue One and blah, 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 you know, that takes place between episodes 3 and episodes 5, I think. It's crazy, isn't it? Yeah, you need a scorecard to even keep up with. What are they talking about? How many different Star Wars? And, you know, it was Star Wars Day. They have a big Star Wars Day, and the director's reboot of Fantastic Four on top of that is coming out, piggybacking on the whole Marvel success, because we've been talking about the Avengers that just opened this past weekend, and the box office was really good there. So Star Wars is the same kind of thing. I mean, different, but the same kind of thing of printing money. Anything Star Wars, seriously, do you think it would be a flop? The answer is no. They just know there's no way they're not going to hit a home run with anything Star Wars. I mean, you go into anywhere, even where they still sell DVDs, because remarkably, some people still buy DVDs. And I mean, they sell out still. Whether somebody's 10 years old or whether they're 70, they've seen Star Wars or heard about Star Wars. When you talk about movies that span generations, you know, that's one of those movies. Anything to do with Star Wars. Anything. From A to Z. Absolutely. Hey, coming up on the flip side, we have odds and ends, some of the stranger things that have happened today, putting aside, of course, everything going on in Baltimore and what happened in Texas and how scary that could have been for those people inside, and now what's being said about that, too. You know, of course, there's five sides to every story these days. And bottom line is you had a couple of guys that pull up in body armor. They're loaded and they're ready, meaning they have tons of ammunition and they're ready to go in and shoot up that center. But they never got there. Thank goodness because of the traffic cop. But we're, and then the tragedy in New York, and it brings up the other side of, it brings up the other side of the tension with police officers and the targets that are on the back of a lot of police officers. I've said this many times on this show, but I have relatives who are police officers, and it's not something they necessarily talk about all the time in the department, but there is concern about that. There is concern about, are they, you know, are they the target for random rage? And then, of course, you know, that goes with wearing the uniform, you could say. But before, there sort of was this invisible wall. You weren't trying to go after police, knowing what would happen to you. And now that wall has been completely lifted. I mean, how sad is it in an unmarked car, a 25-year-old in New York City is just killed? For what? What reason is there to kill that police officer? Shot in the head. And we've seen this before. I'll tell you, it's scary from the point of view, and I've checked on the numbers, and the police academies still are pretty full. But you wonder if this is something that you want to do your whole life. Does it shake people enough that they say, you know what? Yeah, life is short. Am I really? I could dive into another profession because I have these two interests. Do I really want to go in that direction? And I wonder if you have cops. I mean, some of you must be listening to America Tonight. Does it? I know you're trying to obviously watch each other's backs as always, but does it shake you up when you see some of these things that are happening in these communities? Sort of a, I mean, is there a bloodlust for a target for, you know, our police officers becoming just primary targets? And I think it seems like when we have these senseless, ridiculous killings that they crop up in threes. And we certainly have seen that, without a doubt. And then the mystery solved, sadly. Terrible accident here. The husband of Sheryl Sandberg, the CEO of a thing that's very popular called SurveyMonkey, dead at the age of 47. It was just a weird, tragic accident. He had a head trauma while he was on the treadmill. Apparently fell on the treadmill and it killed him. You know, when they said he died and they didn't say the cause of his death, then you were wondering, wow, was he sick? Was there something we missed? But David Goldberg was his name, and he was exercising at a gym at a Mexican resort when he collapsed before he died. And they tried to revive him. He was vacationing with family and friends. So they're just, you know, they're planning a service in California. But severe head trauma. Wow. Awful. Just 47. All right, stay with us. We got odds and ends on the flip side. By the way, you can always throw in your 2 cents. Does it seem like it, or is it just from my perspective that the cops aren't getting as much love in some cases as they should, seriously, from some communities? Are they walking around with bigger targets on their backs these days? 855-266-5283.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Just like American Pharoah in the Kentucky Derby, that horse now everybody's talking about whether or not this is a Triple Crown winner. And here's my two cents on that. Good luck with winning the Triple Crown. Hasn't happened since affirmed in 1978, but in a couple of weeks, we've got the second leg, the Preakness in Baltimore, so who knows? Horse has speed and has a lot of heart, and you never know. After running a fast race like the Derby, has a lot left in the tank, won the Arkansas Derby by 8 lengths. If I were a betting person, sure, maybe I'd put some money on the horse, but the problem is the odds aren't great, so you have to have a lot of money to put on that horse. How about this? Would you have bet on this number if I told you this a couple of weeks ago? If I said to you, do you know almost 25% of the jobs in Baltimore are government jobs? Would you have thought that was true or false? If you thought true, well, that's right. It's accurate. It's almost 25%. And think about that. So what, 40 miles from Washington, D.C., officially, not quite 25%, but somewhere in that ballpark, pretty close to it. So the Bureau of Labor Statistics spits out that kind of information, and that's, you know, that's what it is that we're talking about. Nationally, 15% of all jobs are government jobs. So Baltimore has the highest of work coming from the government. Total, 364,200 employees. And this is people who live in the city as well as those who live outside the city, but they work within the limits to keep that number pretty accurate. So how about that? And you contrast that with how many manufacturing jobs in Baltimore? 11,600. So that means, I'm just throwing this out here because, you know, we were talking about Baltimore, so I think this is pretty interesting. That means the government had 6.5 times as many employees in Baltimore City as well as all the manufacturers located in the city. Pretty wild, huh? When you think about that. And this a lot of those statistics, of course, compiled by census information. That's how the Bureau of Labor Statistics gets that information. I don't know, just while we're seeing what's happening in Baltimore still being torn apart, although pretty calm, even though with the curfew lifted, so that's a good thing. Certainly there's a lot of stress and tension in Baltimore. That's where we started, but that's not where we're going to end. As I said, this is odds and ends, so we mix in a couple of different things that you might have missed because of so much focus on the shooting, the crazy shooting of the cop in New York and the shooting in Texas at the Muhammad cartoonist contest area that happened in Garland, Texas. I say contest area, but it was really in a community center. That's where they held it, and there was 200 people, and two guys jump out of a car, and they're ready to shoot and kill, and, you know, you get it. And then the police officer who was an off-duty cop, which I think is, of all the things, the saddest of all. Oof. Just 25 years old. Wow. 25 years old. I mean, that's so incredibly sad. So I didn't get into this because, you know, this show really isn't like the National Enquirer, but somebody asked me this question today, and I didn't know the answer to it, and I thought, oh, I got to know the answer to stuff like that. Do you know the answer to the prince and the princess? They had another baby, the Duchess, really. Duchess Kate had another baby. What baby, you know, was it a boy or was it a girl? And it was a girl. Princess Charlotte Elizabeth Diana was born. I think it's cool that they put Diana in the name. And remember, you already have little George, who is the spitting image of his, to me, of his father in the picture I saw. So now this baby, the birth of this baby, is now fourth in line for the throne. So the palace sent out a statement of gratitude a day after Charlotte was born. And here's what happens, because there's something about royals. Obviously, people are fascinated by the royals, because there are people who make a living, a very good living, off of reporting on anything that has to do with the royal family. The palace, they say, was inundated by flowers and gifts from around the world, and, you know, people that they've met over the years and people they haven't met. So they named the baby, now they have a boy, and now they have the girl to complete the package, I suppose. And how about that? So the baby, like I said, has Diana's name in her name, Princess Charlotte Elizabeth Diana, who now, like I mentioned, too, 1, 2, 3, 4 for that old throne. But, hey, Charles is still waiting for his chance. And how old is the queen now? She is 900 lives. He's going to still be waiting for a very long time. So fourth in line, not much chance that fourth in line probably gets the throne. Probably not. We go from the joyousness, I guess, of the birth of a baby, whether it's over-sensationalized or hyped or whatever, to the Boston Marathon bomber crying, wiping his eyes as his aunt took the stand. Because what's happening is Jokhar Tsarnaev's family relatives are standing up for him in court so that he does not get the death penalty. And this is the first time that we actually... wasn't, you know, didn't have kind of a blank face. He just looks blank, empty when you see the photographs of him. And he cried and I guess was actually, they say, sobbing a little bit. His aunt took the stand and he was all fidgety. This is, you know, of course, his mother's sister. And it's interesting because this is the first time there's been anything that he's shown. So I guess that was the idea, get him... that he had to show something, so probably bringing the aunt in, they realized he'll have a little bit of an emotional response. Five relatives, three cousins and two aunts all together have testified. And Tsarnaev, as we all know, convicted last month, 30 federal charges. So what does that mean? 17 have the possibility of the death penalty. 17. You know, and this is a kid that came to the United States with his family in 2002. He was 19 when he committed the bombings. And the prosecutors say he was an equal partner. Of course, the defense team is trying to paint it like Tamerlan, convenient because he's dead, trying to pin it all on the brother and saying, oh, he just was trying to hang out with his older brother. He was the mastermind. He lured his brother into the plan. It was his fault. It wasn't Jokhar's fault. And this is going to be wild to watch because you're talking about Massachusetts, but you're talking about people that are still, I think to this day, pretty shocked about what happened in that city at the marathon. You know, that was the whole Boston Strong thing, and the face of the 8-year-old boy is very haunting to a lot of people. So they just may decide on the death penalty. It may happen. Instead of saying, okay, life in prison because we're not going to go there. And they've got to be able to have everybody agree. And that's pretty tough to have that happen. It's pretty tough to have everyone get on the same page when it comes to putting someone to death. If now, more than ever, we're in one of those controversial phases of a tug of war over whether we should put people to death or not and how we do it. Any thoughts? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.